We've checked on Mishnah 3. So it's a continuation of the Mishnah yesterday, that if a person dies and they've got three different people that they could leave the money to. You've got your widow, let's say. There's an heir and a creditor. The widow's the heir and the creditor, so who gets the money? So in yesterday's Mishnah was talking about money that was left with a third party, that was a deposit with a third party. This Mishnah says, Anech paris tlushin min akaka, that what's left behind when the person dies is produce detached from the soil. Produce detached from the soil. So it's not real property, in other words. Kol ha-kodem zacha behem, says this opinion that whoever gets them first, that's who gets to keep it. That's
the opinion.
It's a rush. Whoever gets in there first, that's the one who gets to keep them. Zachta isha yosem miksuvasa, but so says the mission. So what happens if the woman gets them first? But she gets more, the fruit is more than what she should get in terms of a ksuva. Or Baal Chov Yoser Al Chova, or the creditor gets them, but he's collected more than what he gets in terms of, you know, than the debt that's owed him. So he says, Amoise, the extra, what happens with it? Rabbi Tafan Omer, Rabbi Tafan says, Yenasni Lakoishel Shebahim, the extra should be given to the weakest of them. The person who's got the weakest claim, that's who we should give the extra to. And you remember from yesterday's Mishnah that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, who's the weakest of them? Some say it's the woman, and some say it's the creditor. Those are the weakest. But the heirs are the strongest because they've got the strongest claim against their estate. And the Kartil says that once something's in the heir's possession, it can't be taken away from them. They have like a very strong claim against this. That's the opinion of Rabbi Tafon. We give it over to the weakest of them. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein merachem in badin." He says, "No, we don't show compassion in judgment, right? We judge properly." He says, "Ela yidnasnu leyoshim." We give it to the heirs, shekulam tshrichin shvur, because all of the others need to make an oath. Ve'ein hayoshim tshrichin shvur, but the heirs don't need to make an oath in order to acquire the inheritance. In other words, when a woman collects a kesuva, we'll see now. It's coming up in the next Mishnah, but when a woman collects a ksuva, she has to make an oath that it hasn't already been paid to her. And when a creditor, in a case like this, where the creditor, if he wants to get paid, he's got to take an oath that he hasn't already been paid part of it. But the heirs wouldn't have to make an oath. So says Rabbi Akiva, we give it to the heirs because they're the ones who wouldn't have to make an oath.